play-by-play broadcast, but you know, you're going to see Crystal Ricketts with 18 and 11, and if you're not following this game tonight, you're going to say, oh, just another typical Explorer win. Ricketts and Hightower combining for 27 of the points, but that is not the case. Tonight was a team win. This game was well in control for the most part before Crystal Ricketts got most of her points.
Exactly, and it was led by the freshman Roberson, number 34. She was 4-for-8. She was 4-for-4 early for 7 points, which really carried the team here. And at halftime is where the story is told here. At halftime, Jenna Graber, the senior, and the freshman Morgan Roberson were the two leading scorers. And Jenna Graber made a big shot at the end of the half to stretch the lead to 12 at halftime, which was very big for the Explorers, and both of them played very well in the first half.
Unofficially, 14 of Ricketts' points came in the second half. She finishes off with a double-double. Here are your scoring totals for the night. Crystal Ricketts, 18 points, 11 rebounds. She leads all scorers and rebounders in the effort. Then it's Carlene Hightower, came in a point and a rebound shy of a double-double of her own, 9-9. Jenna Graber, 8 points. And then, as we mentioned, Morgan Roberson, 9 points, a career high for her. Tara Lapatina and Melanie Gibbons chipped in 5 apiece. Elise Hoover pitched in with 2 points. Again, the leading rebounder was Krista Ricketts. Carly Hightower, 9. 9 rebounds for Melanie Gibbons. That's a career high for her. 4 boards for Jenna Graber. 3 rebounds for Tara Lapatina. 2 for Antonia Gale, Jamie Walsh, and Elise Hoover. And 5 assists for Tara Lapatina. The Explorers shot 19 for 55 from the field. That's 35%. 3 for 10 from the arc. Obviously 30%. Just 15 for 22, however, from the stripe. That's 68%. They turned the ball over 17 times at 1 block, 4 steals, and out-rebounded Binghamton 45-33 for the Bearcats, who went deep into the bench. They were led by Laura Serios, 15.6 for Yuta Yahilo, 7 for Aaron Owens, 5 each for Brianna Thompson, Lisa Franceschi, and 4 for Rebecca Lindgren. Actually, Lauren Regan also had 5 points, leading rebounder with 8. Rebecca Lindgren, 4 rebounds for Franceschi, 3 for Aaron Owens, 5 also for Laura Serio, 2 for Shea Kenny, 2 for Laura Regan, and 2 for Brianna Thompson. The Bearcats shot 19 for 58 from the field. That's 33%. Just 4 for 23 from the arc. That is 17%. They were 7 for 8 from the stripe. Turned the ball over 15 times and 6 blocks and 7 steals. And again, we're out rebounding 45-33. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we'll talk to one of the stars of the game tonight. The Explorers proved 6-0 on the season. They run the table in November like their male counterparts, the Explorer men and women combining for 9-0 to open up the opening month of basketball. Exciting times at 20th and only. 56-49, the final score for Binghamton. We'll quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with some of the stars of tonight's game. This is Explorer Basketball on GoExplorers.com.
Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. In my 20 years with Independence Blue Cross, I've seen how we come through for our members in big ways and small. Thanks to our fitness reimbursement program, Blue Cross members visited the gym over 3 million times this year. This program and Blue Cross weight management plans helped our membership shed over 13,000 pounds. We sent information on child immunizations and adolescent health issues to 100,000 parents. 115,000 of our senior members received vital information on the importance of obtaining a flu shot. And our mammogram reminder birthday card greeted 250,000 women. But we are not about numbers. Independence Blue Cross is about caring. We care about the well-being and peace of mind of our members because it's the right thing to do. We offer 25 healthy lifestyle programs like smoking cessation, child safety, maternity care, and stress relief, just to name a few. If you want to get healthy and stay healthy, lean on Independence Blue Cross.
Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the Delaware Valley's leader in physical rehabilitation and occupational health and the exclusive provider of athletic training services and rehabilitation to the Explorers of LaSalle University. With more than 90 convenient locations in Philadelphia, South Jersey, and Delaware, NovaCare maximizes physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Let NovaCare's team of professionals put you back in your game after surgery or an injury at work, home, auto, or play. When you're injured, think NovaCare first. For a center near you and a prompt appointment, call 800-770-NOVA or visit NovaCare.com.
Countries declare war. College students declare majors.
Today's topic, LaSalle University. We left off with you, Mary. Pick a topic.
I'll take the communication department for 500.
Question. Name the five courses of study offered in the LaSalle Communication Department. Joe, you were first.
Mass communication, public relations, writing, film, and human communication.
Correct.
With a communication major, you can find your future in a number of different areas.
Picture yourself producing a network television show, pitching a public relations campaign to a major client, covering the news for a prominent radio station, teaching the next generation of communication.
You could become a disc jockey or sports announcer.
Alley-oop to Victor Thomas!
Communication is the fastest growing major at LaSalle.
That's right. Call the LaSalle Communication Department for more information today.
The possibilities are endless. Secure your future. Declare communications as your major at LaSalle University.
Welcome to the Explorer Wrap-Up Show. Cale Beers, Ed Fitzpatrick. The Explorers, 56-49 winner to go to 6-0 on the season. They defeat Binghamton. And joining us on the Wrap-Up Show is someone we talked about a lot tonight. Ed and I were talking about how this team really got going. And not a career high, but 5 assists on the night. And she contributed 5 more points is sophomore Tara Lapatina, the sophomore of Archbishop Carroll in Philadelphia, PA. Tara, great game tonight. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
Tara, one of the things Ed and I said, obviously Crystal Rick and Carlene Hightower need to be respected night in and night out for this basketball team. But one of the things we saw earlier tonight is, as Binghamton stuck with you for a good half of basketball, you really pushed things, put a lot of your teammates in position to score points tonight with longer passes that you got there at pinpoint accuracy. Was that part of the game plan tonight?
We practiced that a lot. Our big girls, they can run. They're faster than a lot of people that we play. So we always look to run and throw it up to them and get easy baskets.
So if you get to half court and maybe the fast break isn't there, do you think that, hey, I still need to look up because one of my teammates is going to get somebody like even beyond the hash marks and down?
Right. We have trailers all the time. Like Jenna, we always hit Jenna for threes. Carlene, we can hit skip passes and she drives. So, yeah, definitely.
You seem to pass up your shot a lot tonight for the pass. Is that something that you have tried to do since you're now the starting point guard on this team?
No, I think I've always done that, but the coaches are always telling us to make the extra pass for the better shot. So that's what I love to do.
This team, unlike teams in years past, in your first season on campus, can go deeper and seems to be able to use more bodies. Is that making it easier to stay strong for the whole game, just going deeper into the bench?
Yeah, I think so. I think, playing a whole game, it takes a lot on your legs. You need fresh legs, so when you got people coming in for you, it's a lot easier.
Well, more importantly, when they do go to the bench, it doesn't seem like the team loses a step. Everybody seems to really know their role and contribute. Is this just a better feel on the team?
I think so. We lost Sean and Day last year, but we have other people stepping up, like Krista stepping up like she usually does, and Carlene.
Well, that's going to do it, Tara. Great job tonight. Congratulations on the win. Tara Lapatina joins us on the wrap-up show as the Explorers get the 56-49 victory. Good sport, Tara. Thanks for joining us. She gets 5 assists in the win, and the Explorers will go to 6-0 on the season. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast as the Explorers will next be in action on Saturday. Excuse me. Let's get things straight here, as they will be in action on Saturday at 2 p.m. start at Ryder. The Explorers will take on the Bronx. Next broadcast of Explorer basketball will be a men's contest Friday night from Iowa City, as the Explorers will take on the Eagles of Coppin State in round number 1 of the Hawkeye Classic at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I'll be on the air with you at 6:30 p.m. for the pregame show at 6:45 tip between the Explorers and the Eagles, and then the Explorers will play the winner of the second game that night, either the University of Texas Pan American or the host Iowa Hawkeyes on the next night. Next broadcast of Explorer Women's Basketball and the next home contest will be Tuesday, December 5th, when the Delaware Blue Hens come to town, 7 p.m. tip-off. Myself, Mike Cunningham, and Ed Fitzpatrick will be here in some variation broadcasting the game beginning at 6:45 p.m. Until then, signing off from his 56-49 Explorer victory over Binghamton. Hey, The Explorers are undefeated, 6-0 on the season, and they give the hometown crowd a win in their debut at Tom Gore Arena. Until we join you Friday night from Iowa City at 6:30 p.m., I'm Cale Beer saying thanks for Ed Fitzpatrick and the Explorer broadcast crew. This is Explorer Women's Basketball live on GoExplorers.com. Athletics, produced by Cale Beers, associate producer Ed Fitzpatrick. You've been listening to Explore Basketball live on GoExplorers.com.